This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1100. IELTS vocabulary for working or not working.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You'll be slack-jawed when you hear today's amazing idioms. These are perfect for IELTS speaking and writing questions about jobs and work performance.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Aubrey, how are you today?
Hey, I'm great. I was just this morning finding some new apps for my kids because they're out for school for fall break. They're a little bored. I need them to do something, but that's educational, right? If they're going to be on screen, like let's find one with math facts or reading.
Yeah.
So I found a couple apps and hopefully that will help. And they're not just playing some game for hours that's melting their brain.
Which is sometimes okay. We all need our brains to melt on vacation a little bit sometimes.
A little bit.
But guys, we know that you are very motivated future IELTS candidates. And if you are looking for a way for an app to not melt your brain, but help you achieve your IELTS scores, check out the All Ears English app, guys. No, IELTS, this podcast is not on there, but that's not the point. The point is that the All Ears English podcast is on there. And if you have this app, guys, you can read the transcripts while you listen, which is the best way to improve your listening comprehension. But I think the even bigger benefit is the vocabulary, because you could build your personal power vocabulary list on there, guys. From words in the episodes. It's so cool, guys.
Yes, such a cool app. We save you so much time. You don't have to look up the meaning of the words.
Yeah,
we have specific words that we know are useful, that we know they're going to maybe be a little less familiar. So we define them in there. You just click on them, add them to your list. Saves you so much time.
Totally, guys. So you could go to allearsenglish.com/APP, or you could just go to, if you have an Android, go to the Play Store. If you have an Apple, go to the Apple Store, and you could find the All Ears English app there, guys. All right. So the reason why we are encouraging you to seek out vocabulary apps is because we are talking about vocabulary today. It's about work or maybe not working. There are so many questions, guys, on the IELTS speaking test and writing for that matter about work and business and expectations, employers, blah, blah, blah. So many questions related to this topic, guys. So definitely write down these phrases, guys. This is going to be such a short, useful episode. 4 specific phrases, guys, that you can use on IELTS. And we'll tell you if it's formal or informal. So let's get to it. The first phrase, pick up the slack or pick up some slack, I also hear. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Yeah, it means someone else is slacking off, which that's going to be the next phrase, but it means they're not doing their job appropriately. They're not putting in as much effort. And so another person has to make up the difference, has to work a little harder and pick up that slack.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, sometimes it's hard to define one phrase without using it, like a phrase from it, right? Like, it's tricky. So let's start off by just saying what the word Slack is, guys, because maybe it'll help you sort of visualize these phrases. Slack by itself describes something that is not tight, something that is a little bit loose. So it's usually described, it's usually used in connection like a wire or a line or a rope, a thread, right? So Slack is when it's like sagging, it's not tight, right?
Exactly.
So if you are picking up the slack, it's like you're tightening everything up for the group or your coworkers or whatever you're doing. You are picking up those loose ends, tying up loose ends. That's another great idiom. So that's the first phrase, guys. Pick up some slack. Pick up the slack. This is informal. I wouldn't use it in writing, but definitely use it anytime on the speaking test, guys, because it shows that idiomatic language. In part one, if you're asked about your job, sometimes you're asked what you like or what you don't like, right? So you could say like, yeah, unfortunately, I gotta be honest, I have a couple coworkers who don't finish all of their tasks, and it falls on me to pick up the slack. So that would be a perfect answer to that question.
Yes, exactly. And imagine if you're giving that same answer and just saying, my coworkers don't work hard enough, so I end up having to work harder for all of us. You're repeating vocabulary. It's a very sort of boring answer. Whereas if you use this idiomatic language, you're boosting your intonation. You're going to be saying it more interestingly and getting your vocab score higher too.
Totally. Yeah. In questions about work or jobs, students say the word work all the time.
Yes.
Right? So all of these phrases, guys, you need to write these down, I'm telling you. So the next phrase, to slack off, like Aubrey mentioned just a second ago, to slack off, that just means you're not working very hard. You're just not doing everything you're supposed to do. And yeah, it's great when you're talking about your job or whatever, but we can also use it in life too. Sometimes it's like, I've been slacking off at home and my house is so dirty, I need to clean it. Or like you could just not work enough in any area of life, really.
Right. If you're talking about healthy eating, exercising, all that kind of thing. If you've set a goal, but then you're slacking off, means you're not putting in as much effort as you know you should be.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's questions about food and eating habits in part one as well. And you could say, for a while there, especially at the beginning of the year, I was doing so well. I was following a strict keto diet. I was really careful with counting my calories and my carbs, but I've sort of slacked off over the summer and I put on a few pounds. So also informal, right? I wouldn't use this in writing.
Yeah. The only time I could see a question coming up about, now that we've shifted a lot more to working from home, and I know this is sort of an issue where companies worry that, distance workers will slack off and they don't have a supervisor there to watch them and make sure that they're constantly making sure every moment is worthwhile, right?
Yeah,
I could see something like that coming up on task two. And in that case, this would be perfect to talk about, companies are worried that employees will slack off.
That's true.
But statistics show that they're more productive at home, something like that.
I completely agree 100%. That sentence Aubrey just gave you guys, if this slang phrase, if this idiomatic phrase is in the context of higher level phrases, right? Like statistics have shown the high productivity of remote workers, then for sure, that would be so strong. Yeah. Okay. So what is the next phrase with slack?
Okay. So two expressions with the phrasal verbs cut me some slack or give me some slack. They mean the same thing. I've heard both for sure.
Yeah.
And this means if someone's expectations are too high, they're expecting too much of you, you can say, cut me some slack. means totally. Like, okay, give me a little room here. Give me a little leeway. You're expecting too much.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So again, if you're talking about your job, right, you could say, well, one of my managers is a little too angry sometimes, and he expects impossible outcomes from me. And eventually I just have to say, listen, cut me some slack. There are only so many hours in a day. If you combine it with that phrase, that would be great. There are only so many hours in the day. And that's become an idiom. That's just a whole phrase that we say now to be like, listen, we can't do everything, you guys.
We only have so much time here. And we use this one another way too, where if someone has said something where they expect you to do a certain thing that maybe would be, I don't know, inappropriate or mean or something, and you're like, cut me some slack, right? Have a little more faith in me and how I would act.
Yeah, you're really just saying, listen, treat me better.
Yeah, have a little respect here.
Listen up, be nice to me right now, but like, we can't say that, so this is a great phrase instead. Cut me some slack. I love it. Okay, last phrase, guys. This is an adjective phrase, slack jawed, describing a facial expression, but more than that, a feeling that leads to the facial expression. When do we say someone is slack jawed?
Yeah, if we're really surprised, sort of dumbfounded, we don't know what to say, imagine someone's jaw dropping and then they just hold it there for a couple minutes. We would call them slack-jawed for whatever reason. If they've seen something shocking, maybe it's an accident on the highway, you could stand there slack-jawed because you're just so shocked.
Yeah, totally. So anytime you are describing something that is shocking, you can use this phrase. And this is a very high level phrase. This is appropriate all the time, everywhere, guys. Speaking, writing. I think this is great for a general training student to put in their back pocket, as we say, for writing task one, because you're often asked to describe, you know, a problem, a situation that has gone wrong, what you want people to do to solve it. So we always encourage you guys to be as creative as possible and to really just go for the gold here. Be extreme. Yes. Describe a really crazy incident so you can have specific vocab. You can stand out from other students, right? And this is a great example of that. Like, go to extreme so you can use this awesome vocabulary. Nice. If you're asked to describe, you know, like you had a recent problem while traveling, right to the airline, describe the problem, blah, blah, blah. You could say, you know, the person next to me what's a crazy thing that could happen on a plane? Well, geez,
I had someone that was chewing tobacco and drinking vodka at like 7 a.m.
Gross!
It was like spitting the tobacco juice into a cup. So gross.
Oh my God, that's nasty. That would leave me slack-jawed and nauseous.
Yes.
I think. Or like,
this would also be great as a filler phrase or to begin part two to say, I was really slack-jawed when I heard this question. And then I remembered this amazing thing that happened that I'm going to talk about, right?
That's so fun.
Like as a filler to say, wow, I'm a bit slack-jawed at that question. It's not something that I have thought about recently.
That's so fun. But totally. Reserve it though when it's appropriate. Like actually only use it if it's true. If there is like something really crazy about the question.
Right. You know don't what say I mean? This if they ask, you know, what you ate for breakfast.
Exactly.
That would be very strange. You have to be really surprised.
Although it is kind of adorable when I hear just like out of place vocab and I love it. Not because a student is wrong and I'm laughing at them. Like, of course not. Definitely no. But I love it because it shows the student is trying to learn and use great vocab, right? And that's when you want to test it out, is when you're talking to one of us on Skype, is when you're, you know, talking to your teacher or a native speaker. Try it out. Take a risk. See what the response is. If the response is slack-jawed, you're not using it right.
Right. if your teacher becomes Slack God, there's a problem there.
Oh, so funny. All right, guys. So we want to remind you about that app again, the All Ears English app, guys. We worked so hard on it. We worked so hard to bring that out on Android last year. So definitely check it out. No matter what device you have, go to the store, Play Store, Apple Store, any store, and check out the All Ears English app, guys. All right. Sweet. Ari, thanks. This is fun.
It was fun.
You always cut me some slack because you're nice.
I know sometimes I have to pick up the slack when you're lazy, Jessica. No, that's not accurate. I knew you were going to use one of them to close, and I'm like, oh, she's going to say she has to pick up my slack.
You just invalidated what I said because that wasn't nice. Okay, listen, Aubrey, cut me some slack. Come on, I'm busy. Anyway, okay.
That was a good one.
All right, Aubrey, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.